Blog Talk Radio.
It's not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart and where you're at. It's not about the waist size. It's not about the scale numbers. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know, you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looks at what I did and thinks that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something, good God, man, I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, brother, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story, you know. God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that, you know. It's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life. And you just said it, Sparky, it's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, he said, there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. We all do. And you just keep getting back up.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to the YRG Radio Roundtable.
Hey, what's up, YRG Nation? And Team YRG, it's Thursday, August 18th, and you're listening once again to the best workout and support radio show on the face of the planet for YRG and Team YRG. It's Sparky. Right now I'm here with Stacy. How you doing? I was here with Stacy. So,
you can't hear Sparky, I'm on mute because I didn't want to make any noise. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, we're having a lot of excitement here, aren't we? Robert's having some technical difficulties, so they left control of YRG Radio in Sparky's hands. That's scary.
Well, we're in good hands. I think we are.
Yeah, we're definitely. Between me and Robert, we'll get this thing done, and with Team YRG behind us, there's nothing we can't do. So, man, it's been another crazy week in this summer. How about you?
It's been a really busy week, but I know we're going to be talking later about goals, and I've hit a few. I've hit a few milestones, and everything just keeps snowballing. You know, it just builds on the last thing that I accomplished, and it's been a pretty good week, I've got to say.
Well, that's fantastic. You've been on a roll, so let everybody know what you hit this week.
Well, I don't know if you saw my speaker. Did you see my Facebook blog, Hungry for the Truth, at all this week?
I haven't seen much on the Internet this week. My face has been buried at work, so tell me a little bit about it.
Okay, well, my big thing is I got into a pair of pants that I bought last January, this past January, and they really were, because I'm sort of at the end of my weight journey, I'm kind of wrapping it up, and for some reason they just called to me because I never in my wildest dreams thought I'd ever wear yellow on my lower half. So
these are the pants, right?
What's that?
Yellow pants.
The yellow pants, yeah. So they in January they didn't even come up to the top of my thighs, and I'm pear shaped, and my hips have always been the biggest part of me, and I thought, you know, it might be a pipe dream, but I'm going to buy them anyway. And as I always have done since I started this journey, I had the goal in mind and the intention, but I did not give myself a timetable because I don't presume to boss my body around. I know that it knows far better than I do what to do and how to do it in terms of healing and rebalancing. So I just kind of put them away, and I tried them on maybe every few months, and I tried them on most recently was in June, and I got them on, but I couldn't button them. So there was like little by little, and I just kept it in the back of my mind. I didn't obsess. I didn't cut my calories back, you know, because that I've learned backfires on me. And I kind of stepped up my physical stuff, you know, because it's easy to do in summer. I walk more. I'm outdoors more. And I do go to the gym in addition to YRG, and I had a trainer there put me on something called supersets where you don't rest. Ray could probably talk about this a little more because he's the physiologist. But I did this for the last 3 months, and I noticed I really kicked into high gear at a time when most people are kind of slowing down when it's the end of their weight journey.
Mm-hmm.
And man, when I got those pants on last week, I felt like I had just climbed, you know, Kilimanjaro or something, because they looked good, they felt good, and I just felt so accomplished and so, I felt like, I just felt very womanly because I was in a feminine color that I never thought I'd wear head to toe, and I celebrated by having a yellow top, you know, and making the whole outfit yellow. And my trainer said, you know, yellow makes you look, is like the largest color in terms of how big you look. And he's like,
really?
You look good. He goes, you look good. You're all in yellow and you look good. So
yeah.
I just, boy, man, I felt like Alice through the looking glass, but it felt so good. And so I blogged about it because
cool.
I want to encourage others and just give what works for me in terms of reaching a goal, which is don't be too strict, don't set a timetable, and it does take care of itself if you have the work ethic and do the simple things.
Absolutely. Simple things. I love it, man. You know, I was thinking today, you know, somebody had mentioned to me, they said, go big or go home. I started thinking about it, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, in terms of reinventing yourself, in terms of grabbing this new lifestyle, sometimes go big or go home is no good. Sometimes I think the smallest victory, you have to relish and cherish that, because sometimes you have to string together so many of those to get that big one that if you shoot for the big one right away, oh, what damage can you do to yourself doing it?
Yeah, that's been my experience when I look back at all my dieting attempts and attempts to change, you know, my life. In the past, the bigger I try to change and the more quickly I try to change, the shorter it usually lasts for me. And I know it seems incongruous, you know, that little simple changes are the ones that are going to bring about the transformation, but that's been my experience, you know.
Absolutely. And to that, maybe we change it to go small and you'll never go home.
That's
you'll
right.
Keep going.
Yeah, because, you know, like you and I both know, it's about making habits that you want to keep around, not a habit where you're going to say, oh, my God, when is this going to end? You know?
That's a perfect segue. I got a great quote, another great quote, and I know when Ray comes on and everybody listening, Ray Lloyd Glacier is going to come on hopefully and talk to us here after a bit. In my fortune cookie, he loves quotes, and
I hope he's like this. I don't think anybody would. And it went something along the lines of, you have to set your habits before they can make you. You have to make good habits before they can make you. And that, I think that's perfect. You have to kind of know what you're doing first. You can't go. I mean, well, you want to shoot high. You don't want to shoot at the curb, but you got to have a plan.
Yeah, and definitely. And a plan that you can really live with and feel comfortable with. And, you know, at the same time, there are going to be some sacrifices and maybe a little, like, you know, I had to go through some withdrawals, but that's part of it. They don't last, you know, and it's a temporary state, but, man, if you can hang in and mm-hmm. you'll start to feel changes, and that is so encouraging. You know, I dropped 20 pounds my first month on this, just because I stopped binge eating, and I was at such a high weight. And just the act of not binge eating was so major, and it encouraged me to make, you know, little other changes from the next month on and the next month on.
Absolutely. We already have a another caller in early, which is fantastic.
Cool.
I'm going to bring them on here in 1 second. So, hey there, we have a caller just brought you in from 770 area code. Who do we have?
Hey, guys, it's Ray Lloyd. How you doing?
Ray, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Hey, not too much. You got Sparky and Stacy because Robert's having some technical difficulties tonight.
Oh, okay. Man, that's unusual for Robert to be having the technical difficulties.
yeah, no kidding. His power's out. He got a hold of me probably a half hour before the show, so not to say the inmates are running the asylum, but he gave me full control.
Yeah.
And I'm running the switchboard and trying to talk on the phone and a bunch of craziness, but it's all good.
Oh, good. Well, as always, I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, hey, that's good. It's good to have you here. And while you're here and while we're welcoming you, I'm going to take a quick moment to welcome our four new members this week. So we got four people. We're going strong and steady in Team YRG. And, guys, I'm sorry with your names because I think I got some tough last names here this week. But Will Lipes, Tim Wetzel, Ashley Nicole, and Elisa Kaiser, welcome. So I know somebody's already taken their six picks, and I think that was Elisa. So congrats. Everybody, you should go do that because you want to benchmark yourself. You're not going to believe what changes happen in your life in the first 30, 60, and 90 days when you challenge yourself to make a change. And, Ray, I know you got some good stuff coming because people don't realize what can happen in 90 days. You got a 90-day challenge out there, don't you?
Yeah, you know, and for the people who maybe are not into watching wrestling, whatever, I mean, I wrestled for years with Paige and WCW and under the name Glacier, which is you know, it's as much a part of me. Yeah, that name is the one my mom gave me. Well, she probably wouldn't want to hear that. I have had a great career as a wrestler, and I've been in the wrestling business over 20 years. It's been an awesome, awesome ride for me, and I'll have my hand in the wrestling business until the day they put me in the ground. I really believe that, but because I'm really passionate about it. But something else I'm really passionate about is good health. You know, and it's something a lot of people don't know about me. Even the people that watch me as a fan of wrestling is that I actually do have a master's degree in health education, and I've been personally affected by good health and bad health in my life, and those made forced me to make some changes and some decisions about how I was going to live my life, and one of those being that. One of the biggest heroes in my life, my first hero ever, were my heroes were my parents, and they still rank right up there at the very top of the list. But when my dad, who was just one of those guys from the old school of never really going to the doctor and taking care of himself, and you know, out of the blue at 57 years old, after 2 years after he retired from the Georgia State Patrol, he passed away from heart disease and passed away suddenly, and even though I was already in the health and wellness and fitness, most of my adult life, and already had my degree and actually just graduated, not just a few years before that, it was one of those moments that was really a life changer for me because I started doing some research on my dad's side of the family, and I found that literally every single male on my dad's side of the family had died from heart disease, most of them quite young, some of them even younger than my dad. And I started thinking, okay, well, you know, this is something that I got to get a hold of, you know, because I don't want to die at 57, you know. And so I really even got more serious about good health and taking care of myself. And, you know, I was a school teacher for 7 years, 14 years on and off, even before I wrestled professionally, and a few years after, you know, full time. And, you know, and that's where I really started to make an assessment of what I had to offer and how I could reach, you know, people, because I was actually, one of my last years of teaching down here in Orlando, back in 2009, I remember saying something to one of my students that, you know, they were my students were doing great and everything, and then I had this this one female student come up to me and she said, you know, Coach Lloyd, is that, you know, what you teach us is really good about nutrition and how to eat right and everything. She goes, but the problem is when we go home, you know, our parents, our grandparents, they still fix food this way and they eat bad, and so, you know, we have to go on to that. And so, you know, really started me thinking, like, okay, well, you know, gosh, I would call meetings, you know, to have parents come, you know, so we could educate the parents, and nobody would show up. And so I started thinking, and that's the honest truth, you know, and I remember one night sitting there at the school, and I had a meeting scheduled for 6 o'clock, and nobody showed up. And I figured, this can't be. Not one single parent cares enough about their health and their kids' health to show up and learn something for free, you know. And so, and so I just figured, okay, well, if they won't come to me, then I'll go to them. You know, and so that's why, one of the reasons why I left teaching, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to go out there, and I'm gonna make people, you know, pay attention to this. You know, I'm going to do everything I can, because I really feel like, you know, there's I have a good friend of mine who's a big motivational speaker, and one of my favorite sayings he has is that the two of the most important days of your life are one the day you're born, and then one the day you figure out why. You know, and it took me a long time to really, really honestly know for sure, but I know my reason, my why for being here is to help people. That's why I became a teacher, that's why I became a health professional, and believe it or not, as cheesy as it sounds, that's why I became a wrestler, you know, because I knew I could reach a big audience, and I led by my examples, and, you know, and there were a lot of people in the wrestling business that I did affect, that, you know, in positive ways to change their lifestyle. And, but yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I just felt like, you know, there's a whole world out there that needs somebody to say, hey, I believe in you, you know, and not only, like, I just put on Facebook this morning, I said, you know, I will not carry you, but I will walk with you every step of the way, because I'm kind of old, and I can't, I'll fall down if I try to carry somebody, that's kind of how it got started.
Yeah, when you talk about seeing what happens with your father, and people talk about seeing that, some people really need a shock. I mean, you've lived kind of with this in your life, and health's been centered in your life, and you're helping people. And, you know, one of the things for me was nothing really bad happened. Everybody on my one side of the family is on high blood pressure medication. My doctor was threatening me to put me on pills. I was on several pills for acid reflux. I got diagnosed with sleep apnea. I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old at home, and I can barely keep up with them. And that was kind of my wake-up moment to think, wow, I am 37 years old, and I feel like I'm 50. I felt like I was 15 to 20 years older than I was. You shouldn't feel that way when you're that young, you know?
Right, exactly.
And I found hope in it. And you have to make the conscious effort. Like you said, you can walk with them. You can't carry them. You have to know that this is what you want to do.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I think people, you know, they know. They, I mean, they don't want to be carried either, but they want something to give them hope, you know. And that's why I started this 90-day challenge. It's a thing where I thought, okay, you know, I was not the mastermind of this. I mean, you know, I had a friend of mine who did this challenge and kind of alerted me to it, and I thought, wow, you know what, I've got like, you know, several thousand friends on Facebook, you know, and I think I've got a voice, and I think they'll listen to me, you know, and especially if what I'm doing is giving up myself to help them, and I really am, you know, and so it's like, I always tell people, you know, I mean, so I started what's called the Glacier 90-Day Weight Loss Challenge, and I'm combining, of course, with YRG, because I do honestly believe, and there were times when I wouldn't say this, but I honestly, you know, over the years, I mean, you know, I always say I love Paige like a crazy big brother, And there were times when, as he was kind of developing it at the beginning, I always believed in him. But I was kind of like a quiet supporter, you know. And then once I really, really committed myself to doing it and saw how better I was feeling from it, you know, that I became a huge believer. And not only a believer, but an advocate of it to tell people, hey, look, you know, there's two things you got to do. You know, if you're going to have a better life, you know, and you're going to have a good life as far as your health and your well-being is, you got to do two things. You got to eat better, and you got to start doing some movement. You got to get up and do something. And it can be, you know, you can dream about doing all this great stuff, but you know, a dream without action just can't stay a dream. So you know, how do you put action with it? You put a game plan together. You know, and the great thing about like YRG is the game plan is there. All you got to do is throw it in the DVD player, follow the game plan. I mean, it's follow the leader, you know, which is awesome. You know, and as far as what I'm doing with this 90-day weight loss challenge, is the same thing. I'm saying they're just, you know, and especially for a lot of women, you know, because, and I've got a business partner, Janice Gillespie, who is like, she was a former promotions model. She's an awesome, awesome young lady, and she and I teamed up together because I know there are women that would be intimidated by me approaching them or them opening up to me. So Janice and I teamed up together. So any women out there that are listening to this that thought, oh, gosh, I can't tell Glacier my, you know, what my problems are, he won't understand. Well, my friend Janice, who's like my partner in this journey, she does. You know, she gets it. And so, you know, one of us will be able to hopefully relate to anybody out there that has an issue with the struggling with weight loss. And so that's what our mission is, to say, okay, and like I said, especially moms, because moms put everybody before themselves, you know, and this we're saying, okay, for 90 days, you know, make good health a priority for yourself. You know, it doesn't mean that you got to forget about the kids or anything else. It just means, you know, take a little block and think of 90 days out of your entire life, from the day you were born to the day you die. You think of all that time to live. Take 90 days, and let's just see what we can do in 90 days. Let's set a couple goals, and let's see what we can do. Well, after that 90 days is over, it's not like getting a driver's license. You don't stop after 90 days, but it's like, let's see what we can get done, and then let's reassess and maybe make some more goals for the next 90 days. And so, you know, it's basically short-term goals and then a long-term goal, and then, you know, putting all that together with a game plan. And then not only a game plan, but a team of people who will support you and walk beside you as you make that journey. And because this is not a fad diet, it's not – because, you know, a fad diet is just that. It's a fad, you know, and it's going to come, it's going to go. So this is about making some solid choices, making a few changes, but making them slowly but surely so that, you know, nothing, you know, anything drastic is probably not going to work. We all know that. So, yeah, and so it's making some changes, but also having a huge support system of people to say, hey, look, you know, we're making those changes too, me included. I mean, like that, my goal is to lose 22 pounds, you know, because you know, I put on a little bit. I didn't like it, so I'm in the process. So I'm walking that walk too. I really am.
Yeah, it's good. I know a lot of things when Dallas is on, he's like, if you talk the talk, you also got to walk the walk, right?
Right,
so,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's absolutely important to do.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I wholeheartedly believe in YRG. I actually just talked to Robert about, you know, maybe talking to him tonight after we finish up with the show about, you know, because I want to put together a website where you know, I'm promoting a 90-day challenge and I'm also promoting YRG. And so, you know, there's, you know, links for both. So you can go on there and you can get information about both. You can click on one, click on the other, and, you know, and put a game plan together and, you know, jump on this team with us here. You know, Team YRG and Team Glacier as far as this 90-day weight loss challenge.
That's pretty cool. So, you know, combining the two, that's awesome. You know, we love that you're here and supporting it. And people need to know, I think one of the things that you said is having that community around you. I mean, you know, one of the things, and I always draw a lot from Mark Miro too, all you guys have such great messages. And, you know, the more positive people that you have around you, it's like a huge magnet, you know, being paused. It's just going to pull more and more towards you. And setting up all the support system that you guys are doing is phenomenal. I mean, I think people thrive off of it. And, I mean, you can look at your Facebooks, you can look at your other things, but these communities that you guys set up are built for people to come in, feel paused, get paused, you know, take care of themselves and get healthy.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry.
No, I wanted to add along those lines. If anyone like me who has a history of chronic dieting and falling off the wagon, for me, when I started this, it was important to really, in terms of people who are close to me, I kept it to myself. because I didn't want, I just didn't want any of that. Not that anyone was going to give me a hard time, but I know they would have at least been thinking, oh, here we go again, you know?
Right.
Here we go
right.
again, another attempt. So I kept it to myself, and I got support from the YRG community where I knew I wasn't going to get that kind of vibe. So that might be something, you know, people want to look into if it feels like a fit.
Yeah, you know, and that's two of the things I always tell people is that you need to go somewhere and be around like-minded people. You know, so people who are thinking the same way you think, and they have walked that same walk before. And the other thing I always tell them is you want to find a group of people where you feel like you've landed on your planet. You know, you feel like they get you and you get them, and you go, okay, well, I can do this too, because these people, they get me. You know, they understand, you know, what I've been through, and they understand where I'm trying to go, you know. And that's, you know, that's what a game plan is. I mean, any kind of game plan is a plan to take you to where you want to go. You know, and it's like going to the airport. When you go to the airport, they sell you a ticket to where you want to go, not the way you are,
yeah.
or where you've been. So, you know, it's that same thing. Is you gotta find like-minded people, surround yourself with as many of those people as possible. And I'll tell you one of the absolute best pieces of advice I can give anybody who's listening right now is to make a small investment that absolutely will change your life, and that is. Go out right now. As soon as you can find a magazine store, bookstore, whatever it sells, you know, pretty much a variety of magazines, and pick up the current issue of Success Magazine. Darren Hardy, who's the editor of that magazine, that magazine's been out for years. I'm amazed that somehow I never even really noticed it until just recently. But it has absolutely put me on a course that is unbelievable. Because here's what, and subscribe to it. I think it's like $34 for a year. But every month, it comes out with a magazine full of articles of nothing but successful people. And there's such a common thread with all these people, no matter they come from totally different backgrounds and different lifestyles, but they all have one common bond, and that is they are extremely positive people and positive thinkers. And the great thing about it is every single issue, he puts a CD in there that has interviews of the people that are the articles are about. And you know, like this month, this past month, I mean, there was one in there with, you know, John Maxwell, and you know, there's been several books on leadership and things like that. And so you can throw it in your car, and that's one of the things I've just started doing, and it is amazing how better it starts my day off, is listening to some kind of TV with positive reinforcement rather than listening to the morning news or morning talk radio or stuff like that, is do something
garbage,
that's gonna empower
right?
you. Yeah. You know, it's Success Magazine. I can't say enough good about it.
Hey, success begets success. And actually, Ray, we've got a special guest for you on the line right now.
Okay, cool.
That we're bringing in. If
hey,
who got this right? So, who
we
got on
the line?
I like the way in the beginning when you
said. Oh, you like that? Hey guys, hey man, good to see you guys. I'm doing a radio show. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming. Hey guys, Ray, you know what that's like, Ray. Good stuff there, bro. Good stuff. Stacey, I caught it at the end of your talk there, and it's so right, man. It's all about feeding yourself with positive energy. And if Absolutely.
People around you do not have that, then sometimes it's time to change friends. You know, or
yeah.
try to pull them in. If they ain't going to pull you, if you can't pull them in, don't let them pull you down. But you
right,
know,
right.
Yeah. And sometimes it's a relationship, you know, with someone you're married to. And that's why people get divorced, you know, because
yeah.
they just can't be.
Yeah, absolutely right, Faye. So good to hear you, man. God, it's so good to hear you. So, hey, I watched the Entourage video yesterday.
Oh,
that was great stuff.
That was hilarious.
Yo, Ray, I knew you. I actually thought of you when I put it up. I said, Ray's going to pop when he sees this. Now, Ray, I got to tell you something. I'm in Athens, Georgia right now. I work on a little independent show, and the people are like, for a small crowd, they are white hot on everything.
Oh.
And I don't know if he was using his name, Jake Slater. Do you remember Jake Slater?
Yeah, I know Jake.
Me and Jake did a spot right in the beginning, and I said, you'll push me like, we're supposed to have two mics, of course, there was one mic. We got out there, and he handled the promo awesome, and at the end I said, tell him to say, get out of my way, old man, and push me out of the way, I'll hook you, and I said, tighten up your jaw, because I'm going to come with that slap, bro. When he pushed me out of the way, I hooked him, and I went to slap him, and I guess the momentum of him and me, dude, I painted a I've still got his skin on my hands. my elbow hurts from slapping him. Oh, my God. And then I went to slap out of the doctor. I walked back. I course I do. I'm so sorry. He goes, oh, of course it's, you know, no, it's okay, brother.
Well, if he's going to get paintbrushed, it might as well be by somebody like you.
Oh, God. So, this is what I tell you guys. Wrestling gets real, real, real fast. There was nothing fake about that. I mean, I slapped him harder as if he would have, you know, took my daughter out and I didn't want him to, and he did the wrong stuff. It was like that, you know? So the main reason I came on, I'm about to do a run-in here at the end of this thing, but I got a little break here. I want to just let everybody know that check out on, I don't know if we'll be tweeting it or definitely be on Facebook on the YRG Extravaganza Retreat. We are leaving next Thursday, and we're up to we had 24, 25 people going, so it's going to be a nice little crowd there.
Awesome.
It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. Sparkano, you're pumped up. I know Stacey's bummed out. It's the only weekend she goes with her mom somewhere. So what I've decided to do, so let's put it up there on the site. I'm thinking about doing something like middle of January of next year. So let's get some dates out there. Let me know what dates are bad. And I really want that to put it out there. So I don't want to make – I'd like to know, you know, going down there that we're going to look at something. Maybe Costa Rica this time. I mean, when I tell people that they could be going, you know, if they were rooming with somebody for 4 nights – down in Mexico, though, and they literally are looking at $200 a day, and it's everything, food, drink, you know, workouts, baking classes. I've got some awesome meals I'm going to be preparing. I was just spent 4 days with my daughter in Birmingham, and she, you know, she just was making me the best gluten-free waffles on the planet that were just blueberries and bananas, all stuff. And so we're going to have a hell of a good time down there. We're going to be partying. And I want you to go there up to the YRG retreat thing and check in with it and put your comments in. And let's start sending that around and try to get a, you know, really good group of us to head to wherever, you know, in January. And I was thinking about Costa Rica because it's sort of like the same thing. I know a lot of people were afraid of Mexico because of the stuff that we heard on the news and stuff. But my sister would never send us anywhere where there will be any problems. You know, No more than Detroit. What?
You're almost safer in Cancun. They're not going to let anything happen in that area of the country.
No, not in that scenario. So the bottom line is I'm leaving next Thursday, and I want to share something else with everybody else. It looks like I'm going to get YRG back, and I'm going to change the name. But I'm going to change the name for this reason. Because the YRG thing and not telling people, you know, it's yoga, but it's not. It's always like it's that, like we're coddling something because, you know, and it's my fault, you know, because I've always said it's not yoga. Because it isn't. Because any yogi does it, they go, man, it's yoga inspired, but this thing is yoga. But it is. Yeah. So I'm going to call it DDP yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga. It's yoga for guys who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga, like me. You know, like I was going to say, like Stacy, you know, like Kevin, like this one, like that one, like Sparky, you know, and I'm going to figure out, you know, I want to take this workout to the internet, and I'm going to be, I'm just finishing editing DDP Extreme, because now it's DDP, which will be the brand, you know, because people know what DDP says. It's Diamond Dallas Page. Diamond Dallas Page does yoga? Yeah, well, not yes and no. You know, by taking the best positions from yoga and then pulling it in. I got to tell you what I'm working on right now. I am now doing the thing where I balance on my elbows, jump back in the plank, lower my hips, I call it MSM, pick up at a down throw, jump, land on my elbows, and push right up into a handstand. I'm working on the 90. Now I got that down. Now I'm working on the 90-degree push-up. And if you want to see what it is, go Google how to do a 90-degree push-up on YouTube. It's the absolute hardest thing you could ever do. I'm at 6'4". I don't know if it's physically possible for me to do at 55 years young, but I'm going to try. All I know is by me doing some of the stuff, and I'm going to bring it down to Mexico, and I'm going to show you guys what I'm doing. I've got so much new stuff to show you. And the big, big, big news is, though, I'm going by January 1st, I'm already looking at moving either Birmingham, where my daughter's at, or moving back to Atlanta. I'm not sure wherever I find the best place. And I'm going to get a big-ass house like I used to have in the great room area, nice, where normally you have all the expensive furniture. Well, Kim's got all that, so I don't have any of that anymore. You know, I'm going to put cameras in there, and I'm going to do live workouts. And I'm thinking about anywhere between 1 to 3 different workouts a day. But I'm not just going to do, I'm going to get a bunch of people who are, you know, overweight, that, you know, like Dylan. Remember Dylan, who lost 100 pounds in 10 months? Well, he put it all back and more. And now he's working, you know, in a job where he's working 12 to 16 hours a day. He hates his life. He's making $35 an hour, 50 plus an hour at 20 years old when he's doing time and a half, but he hates it. It's not worth the money. So actually, he's going to come with me on this journey, and I'm going to do a whole live DDP thing, DDP Live, with him and his story, and we're going to watch and see how he goes through this transition. But he's also an awesome editor, so he's paying his own way to be there by doing all the editing, everything. We're also going to have, I want to have a food channel on there. When I'm having breakfast, all right, tomorrow I'm going to be making waffles or something. Check this out. Or I got this new salad. Boom, check this out. So I'm going to, and basically, I'm going to be cooking, and if I do it in Birmingham, I'll also have Brittany there as well. So, you know, it's like, when we cook tonight, I'm going to have cameras in the kitchen. I'm going to have cameras in the workout room. I'm just going to build it into a live station. I think they started in porn like this. You know, they put cameras in the shower. They put cameras in the bedroom. They put cameras on the living room couch. It won't be any porn. You know, maybe some of the positions will look like it, you know. But overall, it'll be freaking, it'll be really cool. And then what I'm going to open it to, once I know that, then I'm going to open it up to you guys, if you, wherever I'm at, if you want to come and you want to actually get a workout for a couple of days or a week with me, you can do that. I'm going to open that aspect up, which has never been, because I've never really had a place to do it. Now I will.
Where can anybody get that anywhere else? You can't.
You can't. Yeah. You can't. I mean, from the eating right on out, sort of like going to a retreat, you know, but now it's going to be in my crib. And I love the factor that, you know, I've looked at, especially in Atlanta and Birmingham, there's so many businesses that they're going under. I don't want to put $150,000 into something that could go under. Right. You know, when I could just do it right at my house. And you know what? I could do it in Birmingham for a year. I could do it in, you know, in Moose Breath, Iowa for a year. I could do it for as long as, you know, wherever I get my place, the video goes with me. Plus, you'll be able to do, you'll never have the same workout, because I never do the same workout. That's why I'm really excited to work with people who are, like, you know, 50 to 100 to 200 pounds overweight. And I'm looking for that market for a workout during the day, which will be like 30 minutes. And at that point, you'll be able to watch these people. If we start out with 10, maybe we have 3, maybe even 4 that make it through the whole transition. And you get to see it. I'm going to do little stories. And Dylan's great at editing. He's actually editing right now an Arthur-esque video. And I have to say that because Arthur's such a crazy, incredible video that he had. But we're showing me getting my ass kicked in the ring and kicking ass and then talking about my neck injuries, shoulder injuries, knee injuries, back injuries, and then all of that is going to be shown where I am 40 to 47 years old, and then we're going to flip to the stuff off the DDP Extreme workout, which is going to be showing me in crazy stretches, like full banana split, as I call it. And I did it, and I thank Arthur for doing it, because it made me go, if he can do it, I can do it. So this is a bunch of stuff I just laid on you guys at one time. I don't want to interrupt the flow. I just wanted to pop in, and that when I get back from Mexico the following week, I'll definitely want to be a guest on the show, because we'll talk all about it. All right, Sparky?
Oh, come on, man. That is so much good stuff. My brain is spinning right now. That is awesome, man. I think you're taking the best of everything that's out there and making it better.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Stacy. Are you there? Stacy?
She's live in the queue.
Okay.
I'm here. Hello.
I want you to make sure you're in charge of the date in January, okay? Find us the date. All right? And run it by Arthur too. I don't know if he'll be able to make it because of, you know, his schoolwork and stuff, but if there's a date, I want you to send him an email, because it would be awesome to have him there, you know. Everybody, but you know, he's like the Yoda. You
yeah,
know?
I know.
He's inspiring me to do different things, you know. So bottom line is great.
Dallas, what's the number to call for reservations to your retreat at home?
But when I get settled in, I will definitely be having that up there, and that will be. And anybody who's a member of Team YRG, which is going to go to Team DDP, because I'm taking everything into DDP and making that the brand. Once we make the transition over, everybody on this level will always get a better deal than anybody outside of that. If anybody who's put the time in, the work ethic, and the helping, that'll will be rewarded. And I'm very grateful to all of you guys for sharing with each other and helping each other. Because, as you know, I started with me helping you, and then everyone helping each other. It's really, really, really cool. And I love that we have Ray Lloyd be occasional guest here on YRG Radio. It's awesome. I really appreciate you showing up, bro. I gotta go. I will talk to you guys the week after we get back from Mexico. See you.
Hey, that's too cool,
well,
man.
That was pretty amazing.
How intense is that? I mean, he's sitting there rattling all this stuff off, and I'm thinking, man, he's taking the best of all this reality TV, the Big Brother, the Biggest Loser, you know, anything else that you got out there, Survivor, I mean, if you're going to go down there, you better be able to survive and keep up. I know he's going to take care of people, but, man, that's crazy good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, think about that's one thing about Paige is that, you know, Mark Maron and I, we talk, you know, almost every day. The three of us are like, I mean, we're great, great friends, like family almost. And like I said, Mark and I, you know, we always – like I said, I just talked to Mark earlier today, and we at some point somehow Paige's name always comes up because we really love to poke fun at Paige. But one thing that we always say, and I've said it before on the show, and it's one of the things that I always tell people about Paige is I said, you know, Paige is certainly a colorful soul, let's just say. So sometimes people don't know how to take him, you know, and then at times he's rubbed people the wrong way, but I'll tell you, it's like Mark and I always say, you know, as far as Paige is concerned, you know, like Paige or don't like Paige, don't ever bet against him because he is literally one of the hardest working people I've ever met in my entire life. And when he puts his mind to something, he's going to get it done. I mean, there's no trying to do it. I mean, if he thinks it and says it's done, then it's going to be done, you know. And so, and I'm always, I want to be on that team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with you. And you know, I'm thinking what you're saying about all of you. I'm sitting here partially as a fan, you know, because WCW was one of my that was my jam back in the day.
Yeah.
But you guys and the energy that you just feed off of each other and all three of you, everything that you bring to the table gets people excited. It gets people moving. That's something that's just natural. It flows through you, and it's what you guys are, and it's what you guys have. There's nothing fake about it.
No, you know, and I'll tell you one thing too. You know, it's like, you know, one thing. You know, you guys know how big Christmas is for Paige. You know, and Paige. I got a picture made for him. One real famous shot of him right after he won the world title for the first time. He's in the up on the corner. He's holding the belt up to the to the fans, and you know the world title And you know, I had this picture done. This artist did it, and I got it framed and they gave it to him for Christmas one year, and went over there. You know, I don't know, a couple months later or whatever, and we're down in the basement. I actually think we're getting ready to watch The Sopranos or something, and we're standing there looking at it, and he was just, you know, just admiring it, and I'll never forget him saying it. He looked at me and he said, you know what? He said, right then, it was not about the paycheck, you know, and that's how me and Paige. And guys like Mark, I mean, when we all went into wrestling, yeah, you know, it was nice to make a great living doing that. But trust me when I say it, that's not what fueled us to get in there and do it at that level. It was this burning passion to do something as good as we could possibly do it. And that's exactly why, you know, I'm really doing this 90-day challenge is because, like I said, I really feel that my why is to help people. And that's what I tell people, you know, as far as this 90-day challenge is, the first thing I say to anybody I've talked to already, I've got such a good team so far. I mean, it's amazing. And the great part about it is I've had people come out of the woodwork that I grew up with and went to high school with. I haven't talked to in years that are now depending on me to show them this path and say, hey, you know what, if this is how we reconnect, then by God, let's reconnect this way. You know, it couldn't be a better way.
Yeah.
And And, you know, and I'm just saying to them is, okay, I found my why. Okay, one of the things I'm going to ask you to do is find your why. Why are you doing this? You know, is it to lose weight for your class reunion? Is it to maybe lose weight to go to, you know, to a wedding? You know, is it, you know, to look a certain way at that wedding? Is it to be able to take a walk around the neighborhood with your kids? You know, what is your why? You got to have a why first. And once you get that why, then you write it down. Like Faith always says, you write it down and you post it in places where you know you'll see it every day, on the refrigerator, on the mirror in your bathroom, right by your, you know, your nightstand, you know, where your clock is. I mean, you know, places where you'll see that and remind yourself of your why. Because once you find a why, then that's the first step. And it's like I always tell people, if you don't think you can take that first step, then just stand up and fall forward and see how quick you take that first step. You know, you may even fall. You may even fall down the first time, but at least you'll move forward.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's that concept.
How do you learn to pick yourself up if you don't fall?
Right, exactly. And it's like I just posted on Facebook the other day. Falling does not mean failing. You know, as long as you want to get back up, you know. I mean, there's a huge difference in those two words. You know, failing is just when you refuse to get back up, you know. And like, you know, guys, like I said, I mean, Dusty Rhodes and Evel Knievel were two of my childhood heroes. And, you know, Evel Knievel's whole thing was, you know, you got to get back up. I mean, you know, you're going to get knocked down. You're going to fall down. You're going to get thrown down at times. You just got to dust yourself off and get back up. I mean, that's the first step to any of it. And like I said, surround yourself with positive people, like-minded people who think the way you think. And the big part of that is not only like-minded people, but positive like-minded people. Because I mean, you can surround yourself with negative like-minded people and become a negative thinker real quick. So, you know, it's got to be the right kind of people.
So, for the 90-day challenge, where do people need to connect with you to sort of get, you know, keep their interest to tell you they're interested in it?
Yeah, it's real simple. I mean, they can just go to my website. I teamed up with Vitala Sciences, which is an unbelievable company. And actually, believe it or not, right now, Hulk Hogan is a big advocate of the 90-Day Challenge. He's actually got his own team. He's doing the Hulk Hogan 90-Day Challenge. And I'm actually working hand-in-hand with Hogan to a certain degree. But you know, I was like, you know what? Hogan can get his team, which is mostly a lot of his friends and family. Think that I want to get my team, and I want to be all on the same boat, going the same direction, you know. And so when I got, you know, when I heard about the Hogan kind of becoming the face of it, I thought, well, that's pretty awesome, you know. But one of the things is that as iconic as Hogan is, you know, he does. There's one thing I can bring to the table that he can't, and that is, you know, an expert knowledge in health and wellness, because of, you know, I went to college. I spent 7 years of my life getting that education, and I've only, you know, expanded on that since then. But so, you know, I know what I'm talking about, and I use it, like I told you guys before, I use what's called the C principle. I always say, see your weight loss. And the C principle is S-E-E. Is the program safe? Overall, is it safe? It's got to be safe, you know, and this is a safe, very safe program. Is it effective? Yes, it's very effective. And it's really one of the things that's very cost-effective, because the program that I'm showing people how to do is going to cost them less money than they're spending now. And it's money, you're spending money on food no matter what, all right? So if you're going to be spending money on food, then instead of spending more money at eating crap, let's spend even less money and eat good. And I know it sounds like kind of an odd formula, but trust me, it works, and I can show you how. It's easy, you know. And that's the third part of the C principle is it safe, is it effective, and overall, is it easy? Because if it's not easy, people won't do it. Trust me. And when I tested this program myself, and I had a few friends of mine who tested it, and they were just like, man, wow. I mean, this is a, you know, a rock solid program here. And my first week on the program, I lost 5.5 pounds. You know, and that's from, you know, doing some exercise. And I also know too that there are people out there who, yeah, I'm not going to get them to do both at first. You know, as much as I would love for them to, they're not going to. So I'm like, okay, well, let's do one first. All right, let's have some success in one. If changing your diet first, okay, for the first few weeks or so, and you start to lose a little bit of weight, okay, now that you're losing that weight, now you trust me, you understand that we're on the right path. Now let's incorporate a little bit of exercise in there. You know, a little bit of movement. And obviously, YRG is what I want to get them to. But if walking is what they'll do at first, then I'll get them to do that. Because I always say the best exercise in the world is the one you'll actually get off your butt and do. You know?
Yep.
obviously, my goal is to get them to YRG. But if I can start them doing something that they weren't doing before, and then we can work out a game plan to work to the YRG workout, then we'll do that. You know? And so that's my game plan. Is if they've gone from totally being, you know, sitting there and haven't done anything for a while, okay, well, let's start with what you'll do and what you're comfortable with, and then we'll move from there. But we gotta take that first step, you know. And I'm one of the, with me and my like I said, my business partner Janice and our team already. I'm just amazed at the people who have come forward so far, and just the you know, the couple of weeks that we've been doing this, and it just I tell you, I wake up every morning and I literally just jump out of bed. And I'm like, man, I cannot wait to see what's going to happen today. You know, hopefully, you know, I know there's going to be somebody that I'm gonna touch with what we're doing, and I'm gonna give them some hope that for some reason the day before they didn't have. And there's, you can't put a dollar sign on that. You can't, you know.
No.
And I don't want to. So, I just want to. My thing is I want to help people. I want to give them a game plan and show them that it is possible. And it's not about some crazy diet. It's not about doing some kind of, you know, kooky type stuff that's only going to work for a little bit. It's making some solid changes, but just little baby steps at a time. You know, baby steps at a time, and make it happen
for me.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. One of the things that I love about YRG. Is it was easy for me. You talked about the best thing you can do is get up and just move. When I started, I couldn't just get up and move. And YRG gave me the ability to get up and move,
right,
to run, to, you know, really exercise my body to the point I feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof now, you know. It's amazing
absolutely.
What getting yourself active and moving can do for you. And then your mental state falls in line, how you feel inside, your heart starts to fall in line. And, boy, you just start to thrive on it. It's like you're feeding yourself off all the energy that you start to create physically and emotionally. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it really does start to affect every other part of your life. It really does.
Yeah.
And, guys, if it's okay with you guys, I mean, I know you guys got a little time left. I'm probably going to sign off for right now because I've actually have like several other calls I got to make to people on my team tonight that are
cool.
Actually throughout this whole call. If you heard, my phone's been beeping the whole time. People trying to call me. there are a few calls there, but
awesome,
I just want to tell you guys from the bottom of my heart how much I really appreciate you guys allowing me to come on and be a part of this. I love Paige. You know, like, I mean, he's just one of the people, special people in my life, and. You know, and I thank God, you know, for the relationship I have with him every day and with you guys. And I'm just really, really happy and proud to be a part of this.
Hey, we're glad to hear, Ray.
Yeah,
and Ray, I want to ask you a quick question about weightlifting. Can I do that by email?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
I've got your address. And I'll just shoot you an email this week sometime.
Okay, yeah, and then, you know, if you guys, you know, if you have, I'll talk to Robert, but if there's any time where I can maybe come on next week, I'll be glad to do it as well.
Cool.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Please do.
And if
people want to hit you up, they can, for the 90-day challenge, they can do that on Facebook, right?
And on Facebook, just look me up as Ray Lloyd, or you can go to my website, which is just glacier.bodybyvi.com. Glacier.bodybyvi.com. But that's, of course, it's on my Facebook page too. So, and
awesome.
You know, and there's, you know, I'll just. You know, there's like a quick little video I can show them to tell them all about it. If they're interested, then we'll sit down one-on-one and we'll put a game plan together. And if it's not the right time for them for whatever reason, then I totally honor and respect that too. You know, so but it's like one of those things. Like if you're ready to make a change, you want a team that'll help you and walk with you, then we'll do that and we'll make sure that we set you up for success. I promise.
Awesome.
Sounds great.
Okay, guys. Well, I'm going to sign
Thanks
off. Y'all
a lot,
have a wonderful one for evening. And, yeah, go get them, guys. Let's have a great weekend. And you guys that are going down to the trip, God bless you. Have a great time.
Thank you. We will. Hey, man, take care. Talk to you
okay,
next week.
Okay, talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Wow, how was that for, like, a whirlwind of 45 minutes of craziness?
And motivation.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, so we've got, I think, people... Hopefully, when you download this, you can see what YRG Radio is bringing to you. We got Dallas calling in tonight. He's going to call in next week. We got Ray Lloyd who's coming in. And everybody here, we want you to live life at 90%. We want you to take the 10% that you can't control and kick it out of your life and to follow good, clean living from eating to exercise to your heart and to your mind. Right, Stacey?
That's right. It all ties in.
Absolutely. So totally missed Robert tonight. I thought he might be able to call in, but what wasn't here, actually, we got to sort of fly solo with Ray, which was pretty cool. And for those of you who are listening, Ray Lloyd Glacier, he gave out all his deeds there, and it was absolutely cool to hear from DDP, although now I'm stoked he's got this Costa Rica trip coming possibly in January. He wants to do the second retreat that you get to spearhead, Stacy. How cool is that?
I know. I think that's going to be really cool.
Yeah. It's kind of cool, and it's kind of like, for me at the same time, I'm like, well, I'm hitting the first one. I get to be on the first one, but the next one's in January. So I probably will. I'll have a two-month-old at that point, so I'm probably going to have to miss out on the second retreat. But my heart and mind will definitely be there. Would love to be there. I think the first one's going to be cool to be at, though. So I'm looking forward to it. For everybody else,
I can't wait to hear all about it and see your video log.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. Hopefully my iPhone hangs in there, and I'm going to have to delete some videos off. I put some videos for the plane ride down. I think I'm going to have to take some free up some space on my iPhone so I can take some good footage while I'm down there. Well, I have my camera, and I've got another video portable video camera I can take. So it'll be pretty cool. I think people are going to miss a lot. I think people, when they see the footage, are going to say, "Damn, I'm going to that one in February or January, whenever he's going to have it." So it's definitely going to be very, very cool. So without Robert here, I guess we can kind of say a little bit, we have a small announcement too, don't we?
Yeah. And I don't know if it was you and Robert brainstorming or how the idea came up, but I think it's a good one.
Yeah. So everybody out there listening, look from Robert, Stacy, and myself, something that we kind of concocted in a thread. I think Robert threw an idea out there, and we're all going to feed on it. But we're going to come up with a new sort of goal-focused center at Team YRG, and probably throw some stuff up in the forums that's going to come out. I'm going to have some personal challenges and hopefully some group challenges, and we're looking at a way to throw it together for you. So start thinking in your head about goals that you want to reach, how you want to reach them, and we're going to give you a way to express that and to give you ideas on setting your goals and how to reach them. So I think that's a pretty good thing. I mean, goals are intimidating, aren't they?
They can be, yeah. And we want to make them a little more user-friendly. You know, I think, and like I said earlier, the smaller the better.
Absolutely. So we're looking at several things about breaking them down into chunks. You know, maybe even if you're not drinking a lot of water during the day. I mean, you can get dehydrated pretty quick. And if you read the handbook, as soon as you, or if you talk to Dallas, or if you heard from Terry, as soon as your mouth starts to go dry, those are signs of dehydration. So getting 8 cups of water a day is even a good goal to have. So we're going to throw out some simple things like that, and maybe even some more complex things. And you know, hopefully have Dallas in there for DDP yoga throwing up a couple challenges. So it's going to be pretty cool, hopefully, moving forward with where YRG is going, or DDP yoga, and being a part of that and helping to make change in all of your lives, because Stacy can tell you and I can tell you it works. I've lost count. I'm like 15 months. So it's a year and a couple months now that I've been doing this, completely happy where I'm at. I've got more to go, and it's, you know what, it's not intimidating anymore like it was in the first 3 months. I set my goals. Now my goals have moved to something maybe a little bit more nebulous. I want a flat stomach, but you know what? If I don't get there next week, that's cool, because this is my lifestyle. And once you start into it, you realize it's a lifestyle, right?
Yeah, and once it becomes at that stage, then all the stuff you want, It just becomes inevitable. You know, you don't have to really obsess about it or try to control it.
Yeah, absolutely, because if you try to control something like that, and maybe if it's getting away from you, you start to think that it's controlling you, and getting that feeling of losing control or sort of having a runaway train on yourself, man, that can really be defeating sometimes. And you want to set yourself up for success and not failure.
Yeah, that's right. So you want to talk about the idea you had? in terms of monthly check-ins, monthly, you know, you know it better than I do.
Yeah, well, one of the things I was thinking is about, you know, hey, we set it up there and we have, you know, we're going to set out categories, I think, and, you know, we're talking about this with you, Team YRG, so hopefully you can give us some feedback, but, you know, we want to set out some goals, and I'm thinking, hey, we'll set them up there. Maybe we'll have weekly challenges. Maybe we'll have some monthly challenges. And for you that are out there listening, whether it's I'm going to drink 8 cups of water a day, hey, I'm going to sign up for that, you know, or if it's, hey, I'm going to do energy every day for a week because you just got into it, or I'm going to take a gluten-free weekly challenge, or I'm going to go and I'm going to do a month challenge with Fat Burner. You know, I'm going to make sure I hit Fat Burner every day for a month maybe. You know, the point is to give you a way to sort of, I think, sign up, sign in, check in, and get with us, and get with Team YRG to get that support and to say, you know, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to try it. Because when you ink something, when you think it and you ink it, you kind of commit yourself to it. And I think it's another level of commitment that helps you stick to that goal and helps you drive to where you go. And, you know, Stacey, I think you said one of the best things here is that we're not going to make them really big. We're going to make them small. We're going to give you manageable goals to help you sort of take the stepping stones if you need to take the stepping stones, or to take, you know, a longer stride if you need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you know, especially when you're starting out, and it's sometimes hard not to look at the entire road ahead, which I recommend not doing. Just focus on, you know, one thing you want to accomplish. You know, like for me, it was just I didn't even have a numbers goal. I just wanted to not binge eat, you know, and I wanted to get to a point where I just ate when I was hungry. And that was major. I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot because you can't really measure it, you know, but it was a huge behavioral shift, and it led to so many other changes. So, you know, think along those lines.
Absolutely. So hopefully we can get into this and have something going for you guys in the next couple weeks, hopefully even sooner. And when we do, we can talk about it live. I know next week's going to be an interesting show. Maybe we can call in from the retreat. I think there's a dinner at 9 o'clock. On Thursday night, so I don't know if I'll be here, but that's going to be all you, Stacey and Robert, if you're listening. So I hope you guys have a good show next week. But we're going to get into some crazy
yeah.
Pretty soon, it seems, which is good stuff, which is
yeah.
Really good stuff.
There's a lot going on in Team YRG, and you know, I think. In September, we're going to – I have a feeling the show is going to be really running like a top, you know?
Yeah, it feels like we're just outside a critical mass and, like, just, you know, just hitting the stride. And I'm just happy to be part of it. Like, one of the things that Ray said is that he doesn't want to get – you know, he doesn't care if he gets paid. He just wants to help people, you know. And you know, DDP wants to help people. If you saw Michael Epson Hart's blog in the past week, he talked about meeting DDP and, you know, how honest and genuine he was. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that meeting. But I think one of the reasons that you and I are here and we do this show is for Team YRG and to show people that, hey, this can be done. We're here to support you. You know, this is your radio show, guys, at Team YRG. So take advantage of it. We got a chat room up. Feel free to log in at blogtalkradio.com/YRG radio. There's always a phone number, 347-994-1216. You know, this is our time. We're giving up for you because we love to do it. We're not getting paid to do this. We're not getting this, you know, this is something we love to do because it means so much to us, because it's changed our lives and it can change yours. So
mm-hmm.
sort of with that, Dallas mentioned I'll give you a quick spot on where he's at, and then I don't have too much more. But he said he was in Georgia this week. He's in Georgia tonight with Georgia Championship Wrestling. He's going to be back with them tomorrow in Augusta at the National Guard Armory, Millage Road. You can check him out at gcwlive.com. And then next week, he's going to be in Cancun, doing it up YRG style, only like
the man can, the original People's Champ can. So, and then look forward to a couple dates in September. He's got Awesome Wrestling Entertainment, AWE, Saturday, September 17th in Woodstock, Virginia. So check that out. And then October 15th, he's making a return appearance with Awesome Wrestling Entertainment. And you can check them out at www.awesomewrestlingentertainment.com. So they're going to have a night of superstars and a night of legends with the man himself, DDP. So with that, I'm ready to close and get my suitcase packed and put on my, you know, Mexican vibe and get ready to sample some tequila. So,
oh, sounds good.
Sounds good. It's going to be crazy. I don't drink much these days. So when he threw a tequila sampling in the middle of the day between two workouts, I don't know how that's going to work out for me. But, you know, hey, whatever he says, I'm going to try and, you know, hopefully Rev Kev will take care of me if I get too out of control.
Let us know how that mixes, you know? Tell us if it's a good formula.
I will. I mean, typically I'm one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four. So hopefully that doesn't happen, and you know, maybe I'll have a war story of having to do this with a hangover, but I doubt it. I mean, living a clean living for me has meant taking some of the drinking out, and that's not a bad thing, you know? I mean, the gluten, the calories, and all the extra stuff that you got in there really tears your body apart just as much as everything else does, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, have a wonderful time, Sparky. I hope you enjoy every second of it. I have a feeling you will.
Yeah, I think I'm going to enjoy it. I think it's going to be a good time. I'm going to miss my family incredibly. Miss my best friend, my little boy Damien, and you know, my buddy Massimo. But Jenny's, I'm gonna miss her, especially since I'm, you know, I couldn't have planned it worse in some ways. Uh-huh. I planned it in November, and you know, she's expecting right now, so we're looking for our third boy in a couple months. So I'm kind of leaving here, and I'm kind of feeling a little bad about it, leaving her for a couple of days with two boys and expecting, but we'll get through it and she'll be good. We've got lots of family around that'll take care of her. So, I'll be calling. Okay. Yeah, and she did get some blinds out of the deal. So I got my trip and she got the whole house covered in. Covered in new lines. So.
That's a fair trade.
Yeah, that's fairly a fair trade. So with that, and my console here resetting itself, I completely lost the chat room. I think I'm tapped out. How about you?
I am. I'm ready to call it a night. And Jay, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, Jay.
We always like having Jay around.
It's good to have you here, brother. And, you know, one thing I do want to mention, when Ray talked about just getting up and doing something, if none of you know Jay, you should know him now, Jay Campbell, our friend from Canada. Hey, this guy runs steps like nobody's business, and just getting him launched into doing YRG and sort of taking control of his life. You're doing a lot of great things, Jay, man. I'm really proud of you. So,
way to go, Jay.
So, I mean, he's another guy that shows you that you can do it with Team YRG. Check us out at www.teamyrg.com. Follow us on Twitter at teamyrg.com. All our other deets are up there. So for Stacy and for Robert, who didn't make it, and for Ray and the man DDP showing up tonight and helping us out with the show and being guests and treating us good, we say thank you. I'm going to tell you, take the 10%. Evict it, kick the hell out of it. Live life at 90%, folks. Have a good night.